If you need an education for the road that lies ahead, and you want to run life's race like a Kentucky thoroughbred, for much more opportunity, come to Morehead State, and you'll be soaring higher, be part of something great. Come to Morehead State.
Friends, welcome to Sounds of Our Heritage. I'm Raymond McLean from the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music at Morehead State University, and this is my co-host, Haley King.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Sounds of Our Heritage. We hope that you enjoy the music we've got lined out for you. Raymond, what are we going to hear on this episode?
Well, we're going to hear a lot of music that features students here at the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music. As a matter of fact, first up is Kendall Potter, who's going to be singing a song that I associate with Skeeter Davis, because she had a wonderful recording of this back in the early 60s. It was written by Arthur Kent and Sylvia D, and the name of the song is The End of the World.
Love the sound of the mandolin on that song, Raymond.
I sure do, Haley. That was played by by Scott Napier. One of our students that actually has years of professional experience, and so sweetly sung by Kendall Potter.
I really enjoyed that song. It was originally recorded by a young woman from Dry Ridge, Kentucky named Skeeter Davis, who became an Opry star and had hits on songs like that.
What do we have next?
Well, the next song we've got for y'all is actually a medley of Dooley and In the Jailhouse Now. It is performed by the Moorhead State Bluegrass Band, led by Daxon Lewis. And playing for y'all today, we have Ashton Brett Dunn, Kendall Potter, and Joshua Kennedy.
And a 40-gallon still. One gal watched the boiler, the other watched the spout. And Mama corked the bottles when old Dooley fetched them out. Dooley, spit up the holler. Dooley, try to make a dollar. Dooley, give me a swallow and I'll pay you back someday. Sipping up the holler, Dooley, try to make a dollar, Dooley, give me a swallow and I'll pay you back someday. Well, I had a friend named Ramblin' Tom, he used to steal, a gambling rob. He thought he was the smartest guy around. But I found out last Monday that Tom got locked up on Sunday. They've got him in the jailhouse way downtown. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. Well, I told him once or twice to stop playing cards and a shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now.
Moorhead State Bluegrass Band performing a medley of Dooley and In the Jailhouse Now.
Dooley was written by Mitchell Jane and Rodney Dillard, and a lot of you may remember that from the old Andy Griffith show because they sang that on the show a time or two. And In the Jailhouse Now, of course, was composed and popularized by the father of country music, Jimmie Rodgers.
Raymond, I remember you teaching me a fiddle tune that your dad used to play. It was called The Old Gray Cat. It was a bit tricky for me to get the tune in my head because it's different from other tunes that I've played before. I can only imagine, though, how hard it must be to learn on the banjo.
You know, Kendall Potter, I noticed that you play in a lot of different keys without changing the tuning of the banjo. How do you do that?
Learn new positions and stuff and get accustomed to playing unusual ways.
Well, now we're playing the Old Gray Cat in E minor, and you're tuned to G on the 5-string banjo. How on earth do you play a tune like this on the banjo when it's a fiddle tune and it really wasn't laid out to fall under your fingers necessarily on the banjo fretboard?
You use a mix of styles instead of just straightforward three-finger. You mix in some single string and some melodic and work around the tune, not around your right hand.
Right, Kendall. It's more about the spirit of the tune than the technique you use. Kendall Potter on the 5-string banjo, Scott Napier on the mandolin, and me, Haley King, on the fiddle. This is the Old Gray Cat.
Mountain Music Ambassadors from the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music at Morehead State University. The Old Gray Cat.
I had a great time learning this tune this semester, and I really enjoyed it because it is different from a lot of our old-time and bluegrass music standards. It had a different structure to it, a different feel. It was less predictable.
There's a lot of variety in old-time and bluegrass music, isn't there?
There certainly is.
Haley, thank you so much for helping host this Sounds of Our Heritage program.
It's been a pleasure, Raymond. Thank you so much for including me.
And thank you to Jesse Wells for the edits and for the mastering and for making us sound good.
We hope that you'll all join us next time on Sounds of Our Heritage.
For the road that lies ahead, and you want to run last race like a Kentucky thoroughbred, for much more opportunity. Soaring higher, be part of something great. Come to
Sounds of Our Heritage is a production of the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music at Morehead State University.